Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. As you know, not all advice requests are the same. Some are more serious than others, as we experienced in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big one. Pretty big decision. I went to make my normal breakfast this morning. This person from the 218 writes, 3-egg omelet with cheese and taco sauce wrapped in a tortilla shell.
Oh, my God. Mm, that sounds good. Okay. So good.
My wanting to make only one trip to the fridge, to the stove, I had my eggs, tortillas, cheese, taco sauce, and milk all balanced in my hands. I then dropped everything on the floor, breaking every egg in my half-filled 18-count egg carton all over the floor.
That's a very sad moment.
Yeah, it's not great.
I frantically cleaned up the eggs while yelling at my cats not to eat the egg yolks. I had nothing else in the house to make for breakfast. Do I call a mulligan on the day, call into work, and go back to bed?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Almost certainly.
Yep. You're off to a bad start. It's only going to get worse. What if you kill someone? That would be terrible.
Or what if they kill you?
And it all started because you dropped the eggs.
Yeah.
I do kind of feel like...
you're off your game, man.
Yep.
It's not what I would do, but I think it's what you should do, and it's what I would want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the universe is telling you something.
Kelly,
yeah.
This doesn't count for all the times you drop your coffee. You'd only be here about 3 days a week.
God. I'm so clumsy. I'm so clumsy.
Yeah.
If I had to listen to all the signs every day that the world shows me, I'd just have to stay in bed.
Yeah, you throw in Kelly losing her access card, we would never see
her. Oh, my gosh.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every day the earth is telling you to stay away.
I know. It is. I should.
I don't know how many times I need to steal your card from you.
Yeah. No, it's just a sick joke. You guys are playing on me this whole time.
I have a stack of them.
That was great after the most recent time you lost it. You couldn't find it for 3 or 4 days. And then you came in here and you were like, oh, I found it. And it was sitting directly in front of where you sit.
Mm-hmm. I have this like little stack of books and my cup of pens, and it was right there. I had been looking for it for 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Hard to believe. I wonder who put it there.
I don't know. It's
we should get
so
him.
Frustrating. It was probably Hot Wings. He just admitted
probably,
to it.
Yeah. Probably. It probably was.
Yep.
This one. Hey, guys, need some advice. I've been dating someone for about a month now, and we are very smitten. Almost love at first sight. She doesn't have kids, but loves them, and I have kids that are 10 and 12. My question is, when do you think we should introduce ourselves to my kids? Well, I think your kids probably already know you, but I see what you're saying.
Introduce you guys as a couple.
Yes.
To your kid. Okay. Well, do you have, what's the situation like with the
mother
the
of
ex?
The children?
Yeah, the mother of the children.
I think that matters.
That matters a ton. Uh-huh. You know, the maturity level of the kids, how often you introduce other people
absolutely.
To your kids.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, there's,
I'd wait
there's,
a while.
There's
yet.
A lot. I mean, I think that's it's a little early. It can be a little confusing to kids if you're like, hey, this is so and so. And then you break up 3 weeks later. I mean, everybody's been in relationships before where it's like the first month you go, we're in love and this is going to last forever. And then the person like at week 5 goes, I don't want to see you anymore. And you, what?
And one person is completely bamboozled by it.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, it happens. It's happened to me. It's happened to all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Where you just go. But I thought we really liked one another.
And we did.
Yeah, we do, but that's just not what I want. You know, or whatever, and you just go.
Yeah.
So I would, I'm with Free Beer. I would wait a little while. I would definitely wait a little while.
I think when I met Ross's kids, we had been dating for about 2 months. And he has them half the time. So it was, and we were hanging out all the time. And once he cleared it with his ex, he was just like, hey, as long as you're comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And we met out at a day where they did like a race that his daughter was in.
Yeah.
And so grandma was there. So I met his mom for the first time as well. So it felt like a real lively atmosphere. It was quick. Mm-hmm. I just gotten my puppy. So I had her. It was easy. I said hi. And then they went and kind of did their own thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't start like coming over and staying the night until like weeks after
yes.
that. But we were on a travel schedule with work too. Mm-hmm. So it was easy to be at a distance, but having met each other, and it was a slow introduction. It was really nice.
I would want to be past the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Like where everything they do is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Wait until after your first fight.
Or first
disagreement.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of variables involved there. How long have you been separated from their mom too? I mean, have you been single for 5 years? Like, this won't be a surprise. Has mom already moved on and was remarried, or did you guys break up and get divorced like 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a little more traumatic for the kids. Right?
Are you still married to their mom?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. The divorce isn't final yet, you know, like.
or you're dating someone.
You know.
Just kidding.
So, yeah, I'd take your time. If it's meant to be, you'll have plenty of time.
How much information do you think you should offer when it has not been asked for to an in-law that is considered sensitive? That is the question in this particular story. I'll get straight to the point, Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. My mother-in-law dresses in clothes that are inappropriate. Too tight, too short. Think Meredith from The Office.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, dang. Right.
So, when she pulls it up to cover her top, it reveals the bottom and vice versa.
Okay.
Okay.
The next paragraph kind of defeats that, but it says, the clothes aren't always revealing, but they never flatter. They make her look like she has no sense of style or mirrors or television. I know that she thinks she looks good, but I know that she thinks everyone else thinks she looks good. I don't know how to tell her. She's extremely sensitive, and I have trouble talking to her about anything remotely serious, but I feel like it's my duty to tell her. I've made her cry on occasion just for bringing something up that other people wouldn't think twice about. Should I tell her? Or do I keep it to myself?
Oh, no, go over. I'd do it this morning.
What the?
Wait for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just do it today.
Let her be her.
Right?
I mean, it's not
metal.
It's not hurting you at all.
Would you want her to tell you how to dress?
Exactly.
No,
yeah,
because
she probably,
way you
no.
No,
no, she
way
probably
you
thinks
wouldn't.
You look like ass.
Well, especially if he said that she knows that everyone else knows that she looks good.
He knows that she thinks everyone thinks
perfect.
She looks good.
Ignorance is bliss. She thinks that everybody's like, hey, look at her. She's great. Now, if she was saying, hey, how do I look? I'm self-conscious. I don't think that, you know, is this flattering for my body type or whatever? That's a whole different story. But if she thinks she looks good and thinks that everyone else thinks that she looks good, let her wear a beekeeper suit. Who cares? If she's happy with it, go for it.
Yeah, at that age, no, they're too stubborn. Don't do it. They're too stubborn.
I don't know why you want to do that. Honestly, I don't know why.
I don't either.
Like, you might, like, there's no win for you.
Yeah.
No.
She's not going to come back later and go, thanks for telling me that I'm a terrible dresser.
Yeah,
even if she changes, you're in the resentment pile.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, unless she's going to your kids' recitals and showing off her meat garage to everyone, then maybe you would have to say something in that case. But if it's just you don't think her clothes are flattering, she doesn't look nice, shut up.
Get the kids to say it, because kids are allowed to be rude, and then it's just under the umbrella of their kids.
Yeah.
Grandma looks stupid.
Grandma looks like a slut today. Like,
I can see grandma's meat garage.
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law needs one of her friends to tell her that.
Yes, that would be a good approach.
Not the daughter-in-law that makes her cry once in a while.
They probably have terrible style, too, though. Usually those people run in circles.
I don't think anyone needs to tell
her. You mean ugly dressers?
Yeah.
I mean, I think if I especially was trying to dress for a body I didn't have anymore, and things were too tight or too revealing in a way that wasn't flattering, and a girlfriend of mine came to me and said, girl, those size sixes just don't fit you like they used to. And
what about a coworker? Because that
nothing
wants
wrong
to tell you
that.
Something.
You know, like, let's bump it up a size and it'll be even more flattering. Like, if a girlfriend came to me and said that, cool. But if a family member, for whatever reason, I'd be like, no, you're too judgy. I don't like you.
It's totally different.
You can't do that.
Totally different. Particularly if it's, I think, like a younger person telling a parent.
Yeah.
Just a power imbalance or something like that.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves. Recognize it in a flawless fit and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. That kind of quality doesn't happen by accident. It happens with imagination, creativity, and intention. At Coldwater Creek, it's the design standard we've honored for over 40 years. Our rich mountain heritage has shaped how we think about clothing from the very beginning, with a commitment to quality that never quits. Exceptional fabrics, considered design, silhouettes we've made our own. The signature touches that set each piece apart and styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.